Common features of the primary motor cortex and the somatosensory cortex? Well, they're both contralateral. That is, the left side of the cortex controls movements or receives sensory information from the right side of the body and vice versa. They're also both top-down in structure, meaning that the top part of the cortex controls movement or receives sensory information from the lower parts of the body and vice versa. In terms of differences, the motor cortex is located in the frontal lobe, the somatosensory cortex is located in the parietal lobe. The function of the motor cortex, it controls voluntary movements via skeletal muscles, which are attached to bones, by sending neural messages to the peripheral nervous system, specifically the somatic nervous system. The function of the somatosensory cortex is it receives and processes sensory information in the form of touch, enabling us to feel pain, pressure, temperature, and knowing that we're touching something. In terms of the body parts which occupy the largest cortical space, well, for the motor cortex, it's the hands and mouth because they're more capable of performing complex and fine motor movements. In terms of parts of the body that occupy the largest cortical space for the somatosensory cortex, it's the hands and lips, because they have a higher density of sensory receptors compared to other body parts because they're more sensitive to external stimulation.